This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Wide Wave, Tuesday nights at 6 on Joy 94.9.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Fiona, Isabel and Paul. Macca and Nevena are away. However, we have the marvellous Sally Capp, Lord Mayor of Melbourne, on air on Easter Saturday. Good morning, Sally. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Fiona. Hello, Isabel and Paul as well. Thank you for having me.
Now, big week, Lord Mayor Sally Capp. I have to say, the reason we rang you this week, Sally, because you're meant to be on next week, is that I had received quite a few personal messages because they know that you're a friend of the show. One asking if you were all right, but also just some background to the big announcement. So tell us, Sally, what's going on?
Yes, well, thank you. And thank you to everyone out there. I am very well and very happy. I think this week really was a culmination of a lot of speculation about whether I was going to recontest the election. And I thought, look, if I can be more open, create some certainty and stability for everyone, be good. So after some discussions at Town Hall, we agreed that I could let everybody know what my plans were. And that's really the most incredible 6 years. It's been an absolute honour, privilege. There have been some very extreme times, particularly with COVID and lockdowns, but I've loved every minute of it. But I've really, in thinking about the election later this year, thought it's not just about the competing in the election, it's about the commitment in the 4 years for the full term afterwards. And I've decided that it's actually a good time for me to go.
Now, Sally, we asked our listeners to send us a couple of questions for you because we know they're such fans. Now, one of our regular contributors, Mel, has said that she's very sad to see you go, and she has a question. What person did you meet in your role that made a lasting impression, and why?
Oh, gosh, what a good question, because people that I've met has actually been the absolute highlight of my 6 years with so many characters. One of them that everyone will recognise is Jacinda Ardern, who came to give a public address at Town Hall. It was such a thrill to have her and host her for a free community event. And she is as genuine in real life as she seems. And when we walked into Town Hall, which was packed, people just spontaneously rose and started cheering and clapping for her. And to feel that emotion was really quite amazing, and to see how humble she is with that sort of, adoration was really also something to behold. And then other people that I've met that have made a lasting impression, Fiona, sorry for the long answer, are really so many of the community leaders that no one's ever heard of, I'd never heard of, just through the most extreme.
Oh, Sally, we're losing you a little. We're losing you a little bit there. We just lost you a little bit.
Are you community leaders, amazing.
Well, as Mel has said, also in her message, that you exemplify great leadership, and some of the wonderful people that no doubt you've met have also, women in prominent roles, a really marvelous and fantastic mentors for all of us. And we also have another of our regular listeners, 317, who says, thanks, Sally, for the passion you have for our city. We will miss you.
So, Sally, the question next is what's on the horizon for you?
And I absolutely.
Think you've done an awful lot of media work in the last few years. I think you've been a staple on the evening news on multiple channels. Do you reckon there's a career in the media?
I do not.
You don't want your own show on 94.9 here at Joy.
That's right.
Is that an offer? Wow. I would love that. I don't. I mean, the reason I've been on the media, of course, is to champion Melbourne, to give that visibility, to be able to bring messages of activities and optimism, and to give a sense of what's happening in the city, even in the quietest of times during lockdown. And that was really particularly important for speaking to other levels of government as well. So people that weren't in and out of the city every day but were making decisions important to our city, that we could get those messages out to them. When I'm no longer Lord Mayor and I won't have that role of really being chief advocate and cheerleader, I don't think there'll be any media in my life. I'm going from rooster to feather duster in that regard, Paul. Can't wait.
Yeah, I don't think that for a second, Sally. I know you too well. And I'm going to ask you another difficult question. You've got a very competent deputy in Nick Rees, who's also worked tirelessly with you over the last few years.
He has.
When is the deadline for people to throw their hats into the ring?
Look, people have got all the way through to till the end of September, so about 4 weeks out from the election on 26 October. And the way it's going to work in the short term, because Nick has been so hardworking, also so energetic and committed to Melbourne. So together with our CEO, we've gone through all of this, the current arrangements, to make sure there's really good stability and good governance that's important to us at Town Hall, but also so we can keep delivering effectively for our community. So when I step down towards the end of June, when the budget is finished, Nick becomes the Lord Mayor. That's what the legislation stipulates. That's an automatic thing. So Nick will be the 105th Lord Mayor of Melbourne. And
wow.
He will
105.
Lead Melbourne until, he'll lead Melbourne for the remainder of the term. So I think that's really exciting, and that Melbourne will be in good hands together with our current councillor group, who've all been doing a great job.
Oh, it's such, it is an exciting time for renewal as well. I mean, while everyone will agree that you're a completely a class act, as I think that it's always great to have renewal, and it's always great to have new ideas and new voices. And we will be very interested to see what happens ahead of the, you know, in the later on in the year. Now, is there anything that, well, we have even another question from one of our listeners. Is there anything about the role, I can't imagine what it would be, but is there anything about the role that you won't miss?
I can think of one thing particularly, but I'm not going to say. I'll save that for later. my last day, you know what I mean. I know that I am going to miss so much. Gosh, that's a really good question. I haven't focused on that yet, because so much of my emotions has been about all of the things that I've loved about being Lord Mayor. But to your point, Fiona, I do think renewal and rejuvenation is positive whenever it happens. So I think it's going to be great for Melbourne. Maybe I'm not going to miss the sort of 4:30 wake-ups to do breakfast TV. That might be one. Maybe one thing.
Or the endless late nights having to support functions as well.
Oh, come on. Going to the parties is the fun bit.
I love the party. But can I just say as well, while I've got the chance, Joy has been a revelation to me in so many ways. SatMag particularly. The things that you've taught me, the conversations I've been involved in, but importantly, the issues that you've championed that I've then been able to learn more about and become part of, I hope, positive change in the Joy community. Thank you so, so much. And please keep up the great work, because you're an amazing organisation and SatMag does a brilliant job.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you.
And I know the Macca would want to say the same thing, Sally. I mean, thank you for your support. I know we had a tortuous time trying to jump from Bourke Street over to the Victorian Pride Centre, slap bang in the middle of COVID, and you gave us a bit of support to help bridge that gap. So I think, you know, we're eternally grateful for you for helping us out. But you'll still be a friend of SatMag, and we'll still have you on, I think, to get some views and opinions in the future. And maybe we'll, as Macca would say, get some Tucker and some Terps with you when you finished.
That's right. But Sally, you can become a key opinion leader now.
And I've also
special comment.
I've also just sent you a short text. I managed to find your very first visit to Joy, which I think was in 2018, which I've just sent you. So you've got a picture there to remind you.
Aww. Oh, it's such a sweet picture,
God.
Sally.
I'm
I know this is radio, but what I noticed is my hair was all brown in the photo and not like half grey as it is now. Okay, we really appreciate it.
Very nervous.
Oh, you look, it's a beautiful shot, and we really thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you on behalf of Melbourne.
Lots of love to everyone.
Take care.
Thanks, Sally.
All right, bye.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Fiona Iz and Paul. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.